This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
The second point comes out of chapter 3. We've already read it, but I'm going to read it again. Verse 14. We know that we have passed from death to life because we love our brothers. Anyone who does not love remains in death. Anyone who hates his brother is a murderer, and you know that no murderer has eternal life in him. Hatred makes me a murderer. You know why the Bible says that? And I'm going to tell you a powerful story to illustrate it, but why the Bible says that is that the logical extension of hatred, you take hatred to its logical extension, it's murder. That's why Jesus said it matters what you think, because you take a thought to its logical extension, it means behavior. And so hatred to its logical extension equals murder. That's why hatred makes me a murderer, is equal with murder. Some of you saw in the newspaper this week a story about Osama bin Laden's son in a book called Growing Up Bin Laden. This man wrote some profound stuff. I mean, some of the most profound things I've ever heard about hatred and love were what he wrote. Here's what he said. My father asked me to volunteer to be a suicide bomber. Can you imagine being a parent asking your son or daughter to be a suicide bomber? But that's what Osama did with his son. He said, you're no different than any of my sons in general, talking about the young men of his area. And here's what this son of Osama bin Laden said, I realized that my father hated his enemies more than he loved me. Now listen to that again. That's a profound statement. My father hated his enemies more than he loved me. Now, you know what's scary about that verse? You don't have to be a terrorist to feel that that's true in your family. I wouldn't want anyone raising their hands, but my guess is there's a man or woman here that you had a parent, that truth be known, you had a parent who perhaps hated his or her enemies more than they loved you. And looking back and reflecting on the hatred that was expressed, the hatred that was manifested toward a relative or toward a coworker or toward a neighbor, you can say, looking back in retrospect, you know, I think my dad hated his enemies more than he loved me. You know, I think my mom hated her enemies more than she loved me. They weren't terrorists wanting to blow up airplanes or blow up buildings. They were simply people like you and like me who hated people so much more than they should love their own family. Hatred equals murder. Hatred equals murder. And then let's read the last one, passage, verse 19 of chapter 4. I love this first sentence. We love because he first loved us. If anyone says, I love God, yet hates his brother, he is a liar. For anyone who does not love his brother whom he has seen cannot love God whom he has not seen. And he has given us this command. Whoever loves God must also love his brother. I want to say something very important here. God is not asking you to develop warm, fuzzy feelings for people you can't stand. That's not what God's saying. God's not asking you to turn into a Fred Rogers of Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood and, hi, neighbor, and we're all neighbors and we just love you and we're crazy about you. That's not what God is asking you to do. God is asking you, get this, to make a decision to love people in Jesus Christ, people you normally couldn't love on your own strength, your own capacity. Well, I don't know if you've ever thought about the power of hatred in your life. I want you to make every effort to hear the last two messages out of this week's message on the power of hatred. That's tomorrow, same time, same place, on the Family Talk Channel, XM Sirius 131, as you continue to listen to Cross Hope. God bless you.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.